is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. You can also, of course, join us on our website where we give you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts, they insist on charging you money for their sites, and I bet you you'll find more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll find in the paid section of those other guys' sites.
We're a talk radio value.
Yeah, darn right. Go ahead and see for yourself and get interactive in various different ways over at freetalklive.com. Of course, we will talk to you about whatever you want. Once again, the number, 800-259-9231. I wanted to start the show out tonight with an email, though. Because last night, I don't know if I did a good job communicating.
Okay.
And I thought that the issue that one of the issues that came up last night deserved some more discussion. There was a call that came in last night from somebody named Max in New Hampshire, out on the seacoast of New Hampshire. And the way he opened his call, now I haven't reviewed the call, so I'm just going on my memory of the call. So it could be that I'm not recollecting all correct. But as I recall, he opened up his call by mentioning something about launching a political campaign, having some sort of a campaign event. And it sounded like he wanted to
get people out there to hold signs and things like that.
For all your listeners on the seacoast, I need to da da da. And that's where I said, well, I don't think that's really inappropriate or something to that extent.
Right. There's a couple of rules here on Free Talk Live. They're not very complicated, and they rarely get violated, you know. And basically they are...
One call per night.
One call per night. You know, we don't do shout-outs, meaning that we don't, you know... You can't...
Hey, I just want to say hi to Susie in Tampa, my friend. Hey, Susie!
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do birthday wishes.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, I'm, you know, calling in. Want to say to Shadow Warrior, hey, happy big 41st. We don't do it. And, you know, another one is sort of local campaigns.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially, you know, if you're going to have a local event that's, say, civil disobedience oriented. No, we talk about things like, you know, the people that are doing things in Orlando. And
well, if it's newsworthy, right? Okay, so then we're talking about newsworthy stuff, like
but
in Orlando.
People doing campaigns do consider their campaigns to
of
be newsworthy.
Of course they do.
And what you've got to understand is that a campaign in and of itself isn't newsworthy.
Yeah.
There are campaigns going on all over America.
Every
and
year.
There are libertarians running for them. Do you have a better chance than they do? Gosh, I hope so. If you're in New Hampshire, I think you do have a better chance of winning than the average libertarian that's running for mosquito control or dog catcher in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, and I tried to give him the chance to sort of salvage the call by...
And I thought he did, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit, but it wasn't really too persuasive. I said, well, what is it about your situation, your campaign, your scene that is so worthy of attention on an international show? Why would somebody in boring Oregon care about your campaign in the seacoast of New Hampshire? And it gave him the chance to at least try to pitch us on, you know, keeping him on the line for a short bit, because my first inclination was to just disconnect the call, but I wanted to make sure we had a... You know,
we know Max.
We're a little more fair. Actually, I don't know Max. I don't think I've ever... I've met him once.
He's advertised on the show, and I've met him.
Okay. Maybe I've met him in the past, but he lives way over in the seacoast, and that's like a whole other world away, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't care. It doesn't matter that I know Max. It doesn't matter if it's a call that came from
New Hampshire. Sure, it's about the show and creating a listenable show.
Yeah. So I wanted to share an email here that came in about this. It's from a guy named Charlie. And he writes, "It's my first day in New Hampshire and was a very happy one until the last segment of Free Talk Live. When you suddenly dismissed another free stater and his type of activism, it floored me. Dennis Goddard has just finished a long conversation about the Free State Project, state reps, and the status of liberty-oriented legislation when it occurred to me that a call from a prospective FSP rep would be not only relevant, but would reinforce the image of commonality in cause and unity of purpose. We all claim to want liberty in our lifetimes. Yes, I'm the one that encouraged Max to call. Although I don't necessarily condone working within the system, I would prefer to have someone who was liberty-minded inside hobbling and running interference, thereby intensifying the effect on the outside activists. It seems to me that the cops wouldn't be there to beat down innocent folks if there's no paycheck or pension promised in return. Those things could be curtailed from within. Now, he goes on, but what I find interesting is that, and I suggested later on that he just take a break and come back to this email in, you know, several hours, because it was late night when this came in. I said, just come back in the morning and read this again. After I'd explained myself once, he kind of came back to me, and I said, well, just take a break, come back later and think about this. But I didn't dismiss his type of activism. Like,
yeah,
I said,
I didn't feel like that happened either.
No, like he said, we had just finished talking with Dennis Goddard about all kinds of political successes and potentials for success here in New Hampshire.
And I'm going to be running for an office come next year in the election. Yeah, I intend to run for a state, you know, a state party position,
within a political party.
Within a party, but it's still voted on in the election. And I'm not going to use this as a platform from which to get elected. I mean, you know, so and that is not a dismissal of the electoral process or people that use it, you know, in order to, you know, gain positions from which they can use as podiums to talk about liberty.
Right. Now, Julia ran for political office early on.
I was just going to say that, actually. And we didn't use the show at all to talk about my campaign, except that there was a couple newsworthy things that had happened.
Exactly, like when the Attorney General threatened you with 7 years in prison for offering to give your paycheck to the voters.
That's correct.
So that's newsworthy. That's something that I said, well, you know, look, Max, if something newsworthy happens with your campaign, come on, call in, let us know what that is, why it is that people should know about what's going on with your campaign. Something that's exceptional, something that sets your campaign apart, something that other candidates perhaps around the country and around the world could look to and perhaps be inspired by as far as, wow, you know, I did some civil disobedience, or I was threatened by the Attorney General, or something. Not just, I'm running a campaign. So it wasn't a rejection of the political process in any way, shape, or form. I support whatever activism is possible.
It's just a support of our normal formatics on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. It's just good radio. That's all it is. Because could you imagine, as I suggested to him, could you imagine if this became a habit of people?
Oh, well, I can just call and talk about my political campaign.
So, like, somebody's calling from Oregon.
People have done this on a pretty regular basis, and sometimes we'll try to salvage the call by seeing what they've got to say on some issues, and other times, you know...
Well, usually it's more fun when you're dealing with somebody who calls up and says, I want to run for president. Well, then you've got a more national level call. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, what do you want to run for president for?
Okay, Skippy, tell me about your president, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So then you can have more fun with something like that. And so I don't reject the political system. I have nothing.
I hope Max wins.
I ran for political office myself once. I ran as a nobody candidate, and I might do it again, actually. But, you know, that's anyway, that aside, let me continue with Charles. So he says that he was the one that encouraged Max to call. He thought that, you know, he's a free stater, and so therefore, you know, we should be solidarity, etc. He says, I don't know if it's my jet lag or if
on this solidarity issue, we have... dealt with in the past people wanting to talk about New Hampshire news a great deal on this show. And the thing that needs to be understood is this isn't a New Hampshire-based it's, you know, we're based in New Hampshire, but this isn't a New Hampshire show about New Hampshire.
It's not a New Hampshire-oriented show.
Nor is it intended to be a, you know, an outreach, you know, program for to get people to move to New Hampshire as much as it is an entertainment program for everybody who can then get an opportunity to see what's going on in the Free State Project.
You're going to hear about stuff that's newsworthy. We're going to talk about things that are happening in New Hampshire because we can't avoid that. We live here and we're active here and we're doing things. And sometimes things happen here that need to be heard about, like the 8 people that were arrested in Manchester a couple of weeks ago for chalking. We'll talk about that stuff because it's newsworthy. But if people go out and they, you know, they chalk and nothing happens, then that's not really worth talking about. That's not that newsworthy. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, but it's got to be conversational. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and you can enjoy them, including news updates. Go ahead and get signed up. Follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook, whichever works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. They're all free, of course. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any of them. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, and there you can download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flow chart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. Use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
We're going to jump into your phone calls here in just a moment. In the middle of an email, though, that we started up from Charlie, who's a brand new mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I believe he actually moved up from Maui. So, huge move. That's about the longest move that you could make to
pretty close.
New Hampshire, maybe excepting Australia. And so I wanted to get his thoughts out about a call that came in last night that I thought I explained pretty well at the time, but Charlie was pretty upset still about it.
Yeah, and I don't think that the intent was there to upset anyone, but try to imagine the situation when you get a call in, what it's like sitting on the other side. You know, step into the shoes here. What's it like when you get a call in, you got a nationally syndicated show, you've kind of decided that you're not going to let people call in from around the country or even New Hampshire to talk about their political campaigns unless their political campaigns are in some way newsworthy. And
in the same way, I don't want to hear about, you know, Mildred's 100th birthday party that's happening.
You know, 100th birthday, at least, 100th birthday. That almost newsworthy, right?
Almost. Not so much these days, but anyway, my point being that we just can't tolerate that because this show's about entertaining listeners and getting a listener to continue to listen and not punching out on their dial and going somewhere else. Or, of course, does anybody use a dial anymore? It's kind of an antiquated term that people still reference. Punching a button on their dashboard and jumping somewhere else. We don't want that to happen. We want people to keep listening to Free Talk Live for multiple reasons. But number one, so the radio stations that are great stations that are carrying this show can continue to carry this show and continue to entertain their listeners so their listeners stay listening to them so they can stay in business. And if the radio stations stay in business and Free Talk Live stays on those stations, then by proxy, Free Talk Live and the message of Free Talk Live, which is a liberty-oriented message, will reach more ears. But that's not going to happen if somebody calling in talking about their political campaign, if there's nothing newsworthy to discuss. So Charles continues here, and he says, I don't know if it's my jet lag or if I might be interpreting something incorrectly, but what I'm feeling now is a great deal of discouragement. It's an overwhelming enough task to oppose the very well-funded, equipped, and violent state, but to have to fight your fellow activists at the same time is nigh on impossible. Max is the only one who stepped up and offered me any assistance when I announced my intention to move and my impending arrival. After spending some time with him, I believe that although his type of activism might not be the same as mine or yours, which isn't true. I do political activism, too. I try to do as much as possible.
Max is at the State House on a pretty regular basis. I mean, he takes it very seriously.
He is, in fact, sincere and could have a dampening effect on the state from the inside. I don't deny all that. And good for him. I'm not sure what to do at this moment. I didn't realize there was such a rift. There's not. There is no rift. The rift, if there's a rift, is in the minds of some individuals. I'm not going to go and say Max is one of these people that has that particular mindset. I know at one time he was not so friendly towards the outside the system activism. He may have changed his mind at this time. I'm not going to go out
We've all been there to some extent. I certainly was unfriendly to the outside the system activism.
But most people get along. Most people mix their activism. Most people support different types of activism.
That's what happens.
So there is no rift. I don't know what he's talking about. And he finally says, after traveling 6,000 miles to be here and leaving a great deal that I love behind, all I feel is disappointment and dismay. Now, I hope that you didn't travel 6,000 miles to come to New Hampshire to uproot your life from whence you come. I hope you didn't do all that just to be scared away by a disagreement that you have with a radio show. Free Talk Live is not the culmination, the apex of all that is Free State. We do a radio program. We're here because of the Free State Project. We moved to New Hampshire because of this movement of liberty-minded people that are coming here to get active. But if the idea that there's some level of conflict, look, there's not a level, there's no conflict here. You've misperceived what it is that that you heard.
And you know what? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we should have had let Max talk. Maybe that's the case.
No, that would have opened up Pandora's box.
I'm just saying, it's possible, right? Though, I mean, it's possible that we're wrong and we should have let him talk. However, that doesn't mean that we're just wrong. That doesn't mean that we're evil. It doesn't mean we hate Max. It doesn't mean that we're, you know, disagreeing with his type of activism. It doesn't mean any of those things.
It's a radio programming decision.
It means we have a policy that is that we don't let people running local campaigns call in and talk about their campaigns. And we, you know, generally, you know, it's this is not a platform for people to call in and talk about their campaigns.
Right. In the same way that if you're launching a new business in your local area, I don't really.
Hey, come on down to Chuck's Hot Dog Stand. We support liberty.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I would say if this was a local radio station or a radio show like Keene, New Hampshire, sure. Justin Keene, then somebody from Keene could call about those things.
Then
that's the kind of thing that you hear on local radio.
Right. Then it's a community-oriented kind of show, and the signal doesn't go beyond the community, etc. And so he says, so he's feeling disappointment and dismay. And look, it's not all roses up here in New Hampshire. This is a movement full of people. Even if there was a rift, and there's not, but even if there was a rift, there are people who disagree with one another. There are people who don't get along with one another. There are, you know, 1,000 liberty-minded people here, at least, that I'm aware of as part of the Free State Project. There are 10,000 plus, almost 11,000, have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. It's inevitable that some of those folks aren't going to get along with one another. I mean, I would love to just have everything just be all peachy keen between everybody who's here, but to try to propagate that idea would be to mislead. And if we have misled someone in that area, then I sincerely apologize. But I'm pretty sure we've said in the past, look, this is a movement of human beings, and there are disagreements between human beings.
And Free Talk Live's goal is perhaps to get people to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, to some extent. Not the only goal, but one of the goals is to get them to move to New Hampshire for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question one has to ask, and maybe we're wrong on this, is was Max's call going to be beneficial to that end?
It doesn't matter, because that's not the main purpose of Free Talk Live. And this is what is misunderstood.
Well, the main purpose is to entertain.
The main purpose is to entertain our radio audience.
But if it's not entertaining, then people won't move, right?
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ken, listening in Minnesota. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNMT.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Ken?
I wanted to talk to you guys about you guys just a few days ago. My friend and I have been listening, building some stuff in the garage. You were talking about the Bitcoins and the Silk Road.
Ah, the Silk Road Marketplace, the underground drug buyer's paradise, anonymous, available on the Internet. I want you to stick with us. We're going to come back and talk about the Bitcoin and Silk Road, and we'll bring back more of you in a moment, Ken. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features, by the way, include listening options. Live streams, we've got them, round the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available to you via broadband or dial-up flavored connections over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get a list of our 103-ish radio stations, soon to be more than that, over there, and find out when those radio stations air the show throughout the week. Our satellite listening options are listed as well, including XM Satellite Radio. Got two channels up there, plus the free-to-air satellite channel, which we're about to renew, by the way. It's been our first full year almost up on the free-to-air satellite world, and I think it's been worth it. I know that
have we gotten any response from anybody who listens on it?
Not directly, beyond the fact that that we have gotten a response from at least one radio station that picks us up from the free to air satellite channel. Okay. So as far as I'm concerned, a station or two, that probably makes it worth it. So webcam and listen lines, you can go and listen in various different ways. The listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take its place at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins, they're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing day by day. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. WeUseCoins.org. You can find out more about Bitcoins by going there. It's WeUseCoins.org.
So we continue with you and your phone calls. Ken is in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, Ken. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Just super.
I want to talk about this Silk Road and Bitcoins. I heard about it on your guys' station. That was earlier this week or last week, I think.
Yeah, Silk Road is an anonymous marketplace where people have to use Tor, which is an anonymizing service on the internet, to reach what they call hidden services. They're not really websites, I guess, because they're not public. But then you go to, or they're not on the public web. So you go through this anonymizing service to the Silk Road marketplace, where you can then use bitcoins, which is a mostly anonymized currency, decentralized currency, that you can then use those your bitcoins to purchase all kinds of things that you normally can't find in your local grocery store, including illegal drugs.
All right. Well, after I heard about it, I spent about 3.5 hours, maybe it was about 2.5 hours. I finally got on, figured everything out, and yes, there is as much as they'd say, but with the bitcoins, I wouldn't say they're exactly anonymous, seeing the fact that you have to tie a checking account or savings account to it, which would tie your name to it.
No, you don't.
I'm all found a way. Oh, this, okay. Maybe you don't.
No, okay. If you want to get bitcoins, there are various different ways to get them. You can purchase bitcoins by, for instance, going through different bitcoin, I don't know what you call them, repositories or transfer stations. I don't know what the right word is for it, but there's like mtgox.com that you can purchase bitcoins with U.S. dollars or other forms of currency through certain websites like that. And then at that point, you've got bitcoins in an account. Once you have the bitcoins, you can send them anywhere you want to, including to another account that is owned by you, which nobody knows it's owned by you, with pretty much complete anonymity. Some people say that the anonymity of the bitcoin is in question, but if you take the right precautions, you can be totally anonymous. Like, for instance, mybitcoin.com, you can go there and open up an account with no identifying information whatsoever. They just ask you for a username and a password, pretty much. And you know, you could put a throwaway email address in there, which you can get at various different locations. And if you're doing all of this Bitcoin stuff from within Tor, the anonymizing network, then nobody can trace your IP address when you go to these websites. So even if you have Bitcoins in an account that you know, you've connected to a PayPal account or something like that, you just take those Bitcoins out of that account and you transfer them to another account that doesn't have any of that stuff on it.
All right, but the only problem I can find with saying anything over the air, I'm on the radio myself, so anything that goes over the air just almost encourages others to use it. I'm not going to directly try to blame you for me wanting to go on the Silk Road because of my own habits, but with just talking about it, it's almost like you'll be able to gain enough attention to shut down these networks that may necessarily not even be really violating too much, seeing that the war on drugs is kind of a phony thing.
I see where you're coming from, the concern being that by simply promoting the idea of the Silk Road Market, that it could put it in jeopardy. And certainly Free Talk Live was
It's only going to be in jeopardy when enough people know about it. I mean, that much is true. And all
and
we're doing, you know, they can never get any kind
of...
What's that?
It does take some computer knowledge to get to there.
That much is true. Certainly, there's no doubt.
You have to do a lot of stuff.
they can get the notoriety through, you know, Free Talk Live, or they can get it someplace else. If they get it, then at some point or another, they're going to get enough notoriety that somebody's going to come after them.
It was the Gawker.com article that recently really set off the politicians on the chase after the Bitcoin and after the Silk Road. And there's no way to keep this cat in the bag, so to speak. It's an idea that I think it's brilliant, and people are recognizing that and they're talking about it, and I'm not sad that I talked about it on the air. The Silk Road folks know that I did, because I went over and I posted it over at the bitcoin.org forums, and the Silk Road guy is there, or whoever they are, they're there, they have an account there, and they basically were grateful for the attention. That so, you know, whatever, they're willing to take that risk. Obviously, they went out and they publicly advertised their website on the internet, and that means that somebody's going to start talking. And I think that they're incredibly heroic.
That's what we talkers do.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
Well, you think with the U.S. Patriot Act, you know, especially with they're phenomenally known to violate privacy. With say someone's just Googling the Silk Road on their search, do you think that the feds are going to start cracking down
Oh, no. I mean, to think that the feds are eyeballing Google searches and then going and doing something to folks based on the fact that they're looking for information about something.
There's lots of, like, drug forums and things like that. So
you can buy
by that logic,
internet.
Yeah, by that logic, you should be very, like, afraid to go to drug forums and stuff like that.
How many people are on the blue light forums?
A lot. It's
thousands, right?
Yeah, it's a very, very, very big internet forum.
There you go. Exactly right. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it. But if you are, then, you know, don't buy anything there and don't go there. I can tell you it's been open for several months now, and there have been people with some real positive experiences going and purchasing product through there because of the competitive aspect of it. And thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate you calling in and bringing that up. And it was the Silk Road Marketplace that really got me excited about the Bitcoin. It really helped me catch the vision for how useful Bitcoin can be.
What it can do.
Right. I mean, it's not just your average currency. This is a very special currency that has the ability to, you know, help people be anonymous and purchase
things.
In the
same way
things.
Cash does. You can transfer cash hand to hand, but on the internet world, you can't do that.
It's better than cash because in the real world, in order to be anonymous with a cash transaction, you'd have to be in a black cloak and, you know, have a balaclava on or something like that. You know, somebody could follow you to the place where you're doing your cash transaction. But with the Bitcoin, if you're running through Tor, then you're completely obscured. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Steve in Mississippi. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Me and Julia and Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, so earlier you mentioned, or Julia mentioned, that she did a run for a local office, and it really blew my mind. Really? You tried to give your paycheck back to the voters, and you were threatened with jail time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was. Actually, they called me at my work. I was training for a promotion that I'd gotten. They called me at my work, which was about an hour away from here, and they gave me a cease and desist order and told me that if I gave out any more of my flyers that they were going to put me in jail for 7 years.
Well, what exactly did you tell your voters? I mean, you were just going to give them back, like evenly distributed amongst the voters, or?
Steve will answer that here in a moment. Stick with us, so we'll bring more back with Steve and your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. OffTheGridPhones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to OffTheGridPhones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to OffTheGridPhones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at OffTheGridPhones.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can support us by shopping with our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find a link there, actually a few links to Amazon, different Amazons around the world. You click into the appropriate Amazon for your country, and Free Talk Live will, at that point, when you check out, Free Talk Live will be given a portion of the profits. Now, the trick is there's no indicator. When you check out, it'd be nice if Amazon put a little percentage indicator and said, all right, well, here's what Free Talk Live is getting.
Ching.
But they don't do that. So you just have to know that when you click through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, that Free Talk Live will get a cut. And it's the same great Amazon, same great prices, same huge selection, and great customer service. You know Amazon. This just allows you to shop through our portal, which they then reward us for sending them the business. So please go and shop as much as you want over at shop.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you need, the stuff you want, and feel good because you're helping the show at the same time. Shop.freetalklive.com. Back to Steve, listening in Mississippi. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were asking Julia about her experience. What was it, back in 2007, I think?
Maybe 2006, actually.
It couldn't have been 2006, because we got here on Labor Day of 06.
Was it
06?
Okay, then it was 2007.
It would have been too late to run for any office. But Julia was threatened by
the
Attorney General.
What are you running for?
City Council.
Yeah, she had promised to give some money to the voters. And, Steve, you'd asked the question before the break of exactly what did you say to – what promise did you make, Julia, that was so upsetting to the Attorney General?
The City Council members in Keene here get paid $2,000 a year for – and it was a four-year position. So I was going to be getting a paycheck for $500 every quarter. So I said that anybody who voted in Keene, basically, I was going to draw a name out and give a paycheck away to anybody. I would obviously not have any clue who voted for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically somebody anonymous, which was probably either my opponent or one of his friends, but some anonymous person reported me, and they said that it was illegal to bribe the voters, which is ironic because all politicians do is make promises to get voted, and it wasn't even
it's illegal to bribe them with your own money.
There was actually my opponent was quoted in the newspaper after that for saying that it wouldn't have been my money to give away, which is ludicrous. That doesn't make any sense at all.
What kind of sense does that make?
Well, what if you gave it back equally to each voter?
We thought about that, and it just wasn't. It was so small of an amount that it was. You know what I mean? It was like
plus that would still fall into the category of bribing voters that they were, you know, complaining about in the first place. Apparently, to bribe voters, you must use taxpayer money and not paychecks that you get from taxpayer money.
Well, what if you give the money back to the city council?
Why don't you write them a letter?
I could have done that, but if I would have said that, they probably wouldn't have come after me. But I didn't want them to. I mean, I didn't want to give the money
to the back to the government.
Right. No, what are they going to do with it? Nothing good.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right.
No, what were you saying, Steve?
Well, the only other thing I have to say is Ron Paul 2012.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Now, after the threat came down, didn't you end up modifying the plan to basically be that you were going to give the money to a charity, local charity?
Right. But we had flyers printed up, and it said that, and we couldn't distribute any more of the flyers anymore.
Right, kind of put a kibosh on the campaign.
And the campaign was at that point up to a
It was almost
point.
Over, I think, at that point in time. So they came in pretty late with that, but it was pretty shocking.
And this is the thing, is you come up with an idea, you imagine, hey, this is a fine idea. We can take care of one of the injustices in the system and, you know, give some of these people their money back and all that kind of thing. And I understand the callers, you know, well, what about this? What about that? I get it. But we don't have any answers here. This is them and the way they interpret the rules. They could have just as easily told Julia, you can't make any campaign promises. It's bribery. And, you know, what are we going to do about it?
Right.
What are you going to do?
I think the idea was just so that some of the taxpayers could get their money back. Because I ran a campaign where I was pretty open about wanting to scale back government. I mean, I was very open about that.
Your toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it was such a distasteful situation to you. You had run with the best of intentions of getting out there, getting the ideas of freedom out there. I don't think you expected to win.
No.
But you ended up getting like 20%+ of the vote.
Yeah, it was like 23.5% or something like that percent of the vote. So
not bad for a first timer, not bad for somebody who's never been active in politics and somebody who's new to the area as well.
We spent very, very little money on my campaign. And
yeah,
I don't know if you remember,
right?
I got some flack for this, but I did not dress up in any way. I didn't do the phony politician thing where I wear nice outfits.
Well,
I wore jeans. Yep. And I actually got some flack for that, but my campaign was based on the fact that I was a regular person, not a politician.
From where did that flack come? Was it from people in the movement?
I definitely got some emails, I remember, where people would say, if you want to win, you need to be dressing up, which
from
it wasn't
where?
Necessarily
Ooh.
About, from Free Talk Live listeners.
Okay.
It wasn't necessarily about winning at all. If we're being honest, I didn't want to win.
Hey, look at all those. Look, I ran a campaign in Sarasota, Florida as a campaign manager for a state house candidate down there. And this is the kind of guy who would do that. He would put on the suit and tie, and he'd go and speak and, you know, do what a politician's supposed to do. And he got, 3% or something like that?
He ran as a libertarian.
Three-way
this
race?
An undeclared race.
Yes, this was not a party, so
is this
a
three-way race?
It was only me
Two.
And me.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that there's points to be made that the chances of getting elected increase with sort of business attire.
I'd have liked to have seen how much worse he'd have done had he just worn, you know, a collared shirt.
I don't think
and
he would
I
have done any
worse. And I wonder
how
much better I would have done if I had dressed up.
Yeah. The biggest problem with Bill Van Allen's campaign was that he had an LIB behind his name, and he didn't have an REP or a DEM. Okay? Like, Bill Van Allen could have worn a pimp outfit, and it probably wouldn't have changed his voting by much more than a tenth of a percent. So I don't think you can change that conclusion. It is a universal truth that people generally judge people by their attire and their looks. So you can take that one to the bank. Now, Julia said she didn't want to win. I understand why you wouldn't want to win.
I went to some of those meetings. It was torture.
Just the very fact that she ran was groundbreaking, and I thank her for
that. She didn't look like a slob, though. She wasn't, unkempt in her appearance. However, I think there are a group of people out there, like me, who appreciate real people, and those people are never approached by these people that are pandering by going to this kind of suit-wearing politician aspect.
I think just based on what people said to me outside of the polls, I definitely got a lot of commentary that people appreciated my spirit and stuff like that. And I got a couple. One lady thought that I was just like Dennis Kucinich. So I think that the fact that I sort of stood out as a candidate definitely helped my results. I didn't, like I said, I didn't want to win, so not really.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Bill is listening in Tennessee. Bill, where are you in Tennessee? Bill, in Tennessee?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Bill, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Oh, is that right? Where are you in Tennessee?
I'm in Jackson.
Okay, so you're listening to the TJ Network. Go ahead with your thoughts, Bill.
I was thinking that, you know, Ron Paul would keep running for president, but he really ain't that great of a president. I don't know why people like him.
Well, he's never been president before, so I guess, you know, you could say it's true that he's not a great president because he's never been one. But I guess I'm a little confused as to what you're saying.
Well, he supports that marijuana, and that stuff's highly addictive. I don't want my kids trying to go out and be able to get it that easy, going to some kind of dispensary.
Are you for real?
Be able to get it for money. Yes.
Is this a real call? Do you really believe that? Ron, I don't think supports, I'm sorry, I don't think Ron Paul supports the use of drugs, but he supports the ability, the freedom of an individual to choose what to do with their own body.
Do you think that marijuana, did he just hang up on
us? I know, it sounded like a disconnect. Are you still there? Yeah. He's gone. Go ahead, ask your question though, Mark.
Do you really think in real life that marijuana is more addictive than alcohol, cigarettes, or caffeine? I mean, is it more mind-altering than alcohol?
I believe that alcohol is one of the hardest drugs out there.
Alcohol is incredibly hard.
I fully believe that. By every definition of a hard drug.
Everything that you can say bad about a drug, any drug, you can say is worse about the three drugs that are legal over-the-counter, caffeine, alcohol, and tobacco. And don't forget all the other minor drugs that are in, like, the 5-hour energy and things like that, guarana and yohimbe root and all these other things, if you want to call those drugs. They're extracts. These things. There's any of these drugs. Marijuana, highly addictive. Marijuana's not addictive. You may have an addictive personality, and you may get addicted to eating a bowl of ice cream every night, but that doesn't make ice cream addictive.
Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Ice cream.
I like the Butterfinger variety.
Favorite ice cream, Julia?
Vanilla.
Oh.
What?
I'm going to go cookies and cream or mint chocolate chip. It's a toss-up. More coming up. Free talk line.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.